Oh, Joe, darling, it's Madeline. I'm good. You've been out this morning busy with clients, Sophie. Well, sweetheart, I rang you. I've got a little list of things here. I got that letter from Coolabah, and you've got all my information, haven't you? I don't need to fill all that 3 pages of screed in. Yes. Well, yeah, okay, lovey. Well, I think you've got everything anyway. You know, just get the meals, that's the only thing. The other thing is, darling, are we entitled to have an electrician because, you know, you need the power board with all these plug-in things, or do I get my own electrician to do that? Right. Okay. Well, it's just that there's quite a few things on the extension, and, you know, it just looks so awful. I was just wondering if the electrician can bring it closer, the switch that's behind chairs. But anyway, Joe, I just thought I'd ask the question if it's not applicable. Yep. Yeah. Right. No, okay, well, we'll leave that one. The other thing is I have on Tuesday the 29th, I'll need a carer to take me to Dr. Two. I need to be there by 9:45 on the 29th. And following that, a dentist appointment about half an hour later over in Greenfield. So the same person can, you know, just take me from one to the other. Well, the doctor's is 9:45 and then the dentist is 10:20. They gave it to me at 10 o'clock, so I rang them this morning and put it back from 9:45 so that I'm, you know, because she only, Dr. Two, is very quick, never late, and I'm in and out in about 10 minutes. So I need to leave the doctor's room and be at the dentist by 10:20. All right. I mean, wait a minute. What else have I got down here? Oh, yes. Well, in a month's time, I've got to go to Fiona Stanley for the checkup, which we cancelled the other day because Dr. Two took the dressing down and Fiona Stanley had rang me in the morning and you weren't there because I rang you, but I left a message. But Fiona Stanley rang and said, did Atterdale take the dressing down? And I said no, because that was a fortnight. And they said, and I said, but I am going to my GP this morning. And she said, well, that's very good. If you go to the GP, they take the dressing down and everything's okay. You don't need to come up. That was Tuesday. So I immediately rang you guys and I cancelled, or I asked your receptionist to cancel this and so on. So now they've made it for a month, but I will get a letter. But I just thought I'd run it past you. It's a month on the Monday. So but I'll confirm it, love, when I get the letter and the time and that. Is that okay? Yes. Yes, okay. Well, I think that was all. That's that information package, which I know you've got all my details, so you can check that if you want to. All right. Yes. You have a good weekend, love. Okay, dear. Thank you. Oh, is there somebody coming this afternoon? When? Oh, that's lovely because my daughter's gone and my girlfriend's just gone. I'm just going to have a rest now. So I'll unlock the door. What do they come after for? Do you know or anything? Any time? Oh, for goodness sake. Okay. All right, lovey. What, she just comes in to see if I'm okay. All right, love. Okay, and are they all late at night like that? All right. That would be lovely. Thank you. Okay. Thank you. Bye-bye.